This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 530. I am Brian Kilby, and this episode is a celebration of the last 23 years. Don, we finally got a photo of an honest-to-God Headmaster RC. How do you feel?
Well, you know, as we discussed in the emergency Doncast the day this all came out, I'm happy. Nothing they would ever come out short of like a masterpiece level figure will meet what I always wanted in my head. But what we're getting is very nice. I like the way it looks so far, and I'm very happy with it. I'm cautiously optimistic till I have one in my greedy little hands or two that I can keep one in the box.
So we've already had requests to do a giveaway of an autographed version of this, which I will do, assuming I can get my hands on extras.
Yeah, I mean, heck, if I can do a Supreme Cheetor, I'll be glad to do an RC. I don't mind doing anything the folks want me to do, short of a Massey Attack.
Very cool.
They hurt.
Very cool.
Because they hurt.
They hurt.
Massey Attacks also aren't your choice, Don.
Yes.
So, let's see here. Chris, why are you wearing a Scouter?
I'm ex-Vegeta.
Ex-Gita.
Oh, God. He's a Chiquita.
No, that's a fruit.
No, Diecast, that's just bananas.
So we were trying to describe, in pre-show, we were talking about Dragon Ball Z and the fact that all the Saiyans, actually get everything, though, is food puns, though, right? The Saiyans are vegetables.
But the Saiyans are specifically vegetables.
Yeah. Yeah, then you have, then you have Ginyu Force, and they're like all fruit and stuff, or animal, whatever it was.
I've never watched more than two episodes of Dragon Ball Z in my life.
Of course, the most iconic characters in all of Dragon Ball Z, Frieza, Gerlach Jr. and the Spice Boys.
Yes. So, but yeah. Hey, Matt. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty cool. And Rob, how are you doing?
Not too bad, I guess. Power's back on, which is better than this time last night.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, you know, you're not having to use the hamsters in the little wheel to power your computer and stuff.
I would not put this past my brother.
So as I get older and the world changes, I notice that certain things get better. And at least where I live, for the last 10, 15 years, power has become much more rock solid. As a kid, power would go off all the time. Like, power hardly ever goes off anymore. And when it does, it's a huge inconvenience.
Yeah.
In fact, not to get too depressing, but I think the last time I was without power was the weekend that JD died, because we got a really bad snowstorm that week, and that was 2014. I don't think I've been without power since then.
That was just JD turning the power off on you.
It was. It was JD trolling me. So yeah, pretty crazy. Oh man. So let's see here. On the show this week, we got a lot of stuff, but we don't have as much stuff as we had the last few weeks, which is refreshing for us for a change.
Yeah.
I think we posted like seven shows over the course of like 7 days, it felt like. So fortunately, we didn't do that. Go ahead, Don.
I was going to say, you know, so, and with the leak that we got last week, don't expect a whole lot of new stuff.
Well, you're joking, but unfortunately, it's a sad fact that really pretty much most of the next year is shot.
It is going to be a long year.
Yeah.
So for you listeners, that means that we are going to try to do some fun stuff, different stuff, to try to keep you guys entertained while we pretend that news is actually coming out.
Yeah. Hey, I'm still hopeful that there's going to be some interesting stuff that we didn't expect, like a collector's club and some other things.
And if there's not, you can start a band that does Transformers themed music, and then we can actually feature you on the show each week.
You know, somebody already does that, right? With the costumes and everything.
Yeah. They do probably a better job.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I've seen their videos.
And there's always third party that could really, like I said in the show, this is their chance to really step up and give us stuff that has.
I think they've already given
doing.
Us everything. What's left to give?
Well, I'm saying,
something
they know
that's not Predaking or Dinobots.
Right, but
or Springer.
You know, Right, but you know, they've seen what Hasbro's
How about planning. MP Stunicons? Can we do MP Stunicons?
Can we let Don finish his sentence?
You know, they've got, okay, look, they see what's going on. If they went into like Euro G1, G2, Japanese Return of Convoy, a Battle Guy, all that kind of stuff. I'm saying they have potential to hit some niches that Hasbro's not covering. So maybe we'll see some really surprising stuff over the next couple of months being announced.
Yeah.
Or we'll see more Stunicons.
Well,
Battle Guy wouldn't likely. Be hard to accomplish either with all the Bruticuses that are out there.
Yeah.
Well, heck,
yeah.
if they do the Warren Pocket version later on down the road, that'll be fine with me.
I would probably get that. I probably would.
You know what third party should do is new takes on the MicroMaster 6 combiners.
Yes. Ooh, that would be
Yes, they should.
With gold plastic.
I can't flip you off or on the air, but remind me later.
No, entirely out of gold plastic.
Entirely out of gold plastic.
Or be like Gold Duran, it's all gold chrome. Everything is gold chrome, so when the light hits it, it'll blind
Gold
you.
Chrome over gold plastic.
Yeah.
So basically, Razor Beast from Japan, right? You just sort of crush him in your hand; he crumbles into dust.
I'm actually looking at Six Train right now, and I would like to have an official Raiden. I don't know that I need to have a third party MicroMaster combiners.
But a third party Raiden would be a real done well could be a real huge item for a lot of people.
Since, you saying a third party?
Well, I'm just saying.
Is that what you said? I mean, I didn't hear you. Did you say third party? My problem with third party combiners, unless you specifically buy the same brand over and over and over and over again, you have a huge mishmash of stuff. Don, is that Coke Zero?
Yeah, it was on sale, and I wanted to get a bottle before they all vanished. Since
yep.
Coke Zero is going away, and
I'm sorry,
new Coke Zero is going to. Well, I prefer Pepsi Max, but it wasn't on sale.
Yeah, but I mean, like with the third party stuff, unless you get the same brand. You're just getting a mishmash, like, so the idea doesn't appeal to me, even if they look great.
It's sort of weird, though, because right now, train combiners are kind of real big in Japan. I've seen a couple of different lines with train combiners.
Are they doing it with, like, Tomica or anything like that? No, I mean, none of those transform, though, I guess.
Well, yeah, there's a line of transforming trains, and then there's a couple that have, like, the whole... Optimus Prime Power Master, where you've got a small vehicle that becomes part of the bigger train body, like a cab and a trailer car, something like that. But, you know, if we got a third party riding, a new version of GRX, you know, that'd be kind of cool.
Eh. Eh.
Yeah. Well, GRX is pretty cool in and of itself. So, I mean, that goes without saying.
Hey, so let's go ahead and jump into the show. Anybody get anything this week?
Yeah.
Rob, what'd you get?
I got the Evolutions 2-pack of Orion Pax and War for Cybertron Optimus Prime that everybody got last week. Yes, that one. Thank you, Don. It's my first experience with the cup mold, and I kind of like it. I think the colors actually work a little bit better than the cup version of this did, and it's pretty nice. The War for Cybertron Optimus Prime is still the War for Cybertron Optimus Prime, but that's probably as nice as that figure has ever looked.
Yeah, coming soon to an eBay near you.
Yeah, I just have to decide if I'm going to do a video review of this stuff yet or not, and then once I've decided and done it, if so, off to eBay with War for Cybertron Prime, because I've transformed it once and that's too much.
Cool. Yeah. Anything else? Anybody else? Don?
I got some stuff. I got Leoryx. These are the only two Visionary products in the past 30 years, and I have both of them. That's both wonderful and sad at the same time.
And you would manage to get the one with the bad paint on the leg.
Yeah. Well, if anyone out there actually picked up the set, as you can tell, his right leg, the thigh armor, is not... Where's my finger? There's my finger. The right leg thigh armor is not fully painted. Oh. So if anyone out there has seen one, you know, just let us know or something, if that's a running thing or if I just got the one out of 1,000 that wasn't painted.
Don's having my QC luck lately.
Yeah.
And I don't have it pictured, but I bought a second Cybertron to open.
Really? Don, are you serious?
Yes, I didn't.
Didn't you just spend a lot of money on a large make toys thing?
Yeah, that's still in the works, yes, and I just pulled the trigger on Fans Toys Omega, but it's both parts. Both parts are shipping
good
this week. Good. So I won't have to wait that long.
You better have had a hell of a Donomics week to support all of this, Don.
Actually, I really haven't. I kind of spent in advance of Don. I did. I'm doing post Donomics after the fact to justify everything, but. With the Fans Toys Omega, I used my eBay bucks and saved $140 with my eBay bucks.
I think we need to define a new term here: subprime Dunonomics.
Upside down.
But that's only for buying Optimuses though, because it's subprime.
Yeah.
Don, where's Omega shipping from?
The guy that I get my stuff from off eBay from China.
He has it already.
He's going to have it this. He's going to have both parts this week. It'll be shipping later out this week.
Wow.
So cool. There's that.
Did you get yours yet, Diecast?
No.
Okay.
I'm like, wow, I didn't even know. I didn't even get the prototype yet, and the real thing's coming out already.
Well, yeah. And thanks to Eric, our friend Eric, I'm splitting a set of Nitro and Scorn. This was the auction I was a little worried about. The Scorn is earmarked for Eric, and I'm keeping Nitro thanks to Chris's review. I was going to get him anyway because I just love the way the figure looks. And watching your review, he's like, oh, good, I can transform this thing without everything falling apart.
That's cool. Nice.
And also,
Eric didn't want the Scorn I found yesterday. Yeah.
I wish I'd have saw that earlier because I probably would have jumped on the Nitro or the Scorn, honestly.
And it worked out with the free shipping the seller was offering. We got them for like $33 a piece with free shipping. So that's basically, you know, your retail plus tax right there. So that worked out well. And like I said, I've got the Cybertron Prime to open. So there.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Mike. Yeah.
Mike who?
Okay. So.
Sorry.
It's okay. So anybody else got anything?
Yeah, I got some stuff. I got a box of Taobao.
It's been a few weeks.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's true.
I've got a Masterpiece movie Optimus Prime.
Nice.
And he is beautiful. There's just a couple tab issues on him. And like my one smokestack doesn't go up as high as the other smokestack. I don't know why that is. I can't get it to work. I've tried pulling on it as hard as I could. I just pulling and yanking it and didn't work.
Well, now, Diecast, did you check out the video that I mentioned about the fixes?
No, but I didn't have a problem with the cab tabbing together. Yeah.
No, like for the smokestack. For the smokestacks.
The smokestacks, without modding it, I don't think there's a fix, because I've looked at some prototype pictures, and the back doors are pushed in so far, that's the only way to allow the and the arms just don't bend that way.
Yeah. Well, the video that I saw is when the smokestacks go into the corner, if you cut a little bit of plastic out of that corner so the smokestacks will come out a little further, when they go into truck mode, they will line up. You just have to cut a little,
I don't want to cut any plastic, so.
Yeah.
Which
just depends on how important that is.
I did also get my Weijang Bumblebee, and he is certainly a Battle Blades Bumblebee, just upscaled a little bit with some extra pieces. It looks like it's been a while since I played with the Battle Blades Bumblebee, but
With Weijang's quality, how would you like if someone couldn't really swing the Masterpiece Bumblebee? Because I think that's significantly about what $30 or $40 cheaper, right?
Easy.
Would that be a good substitute if you kind of, if you had to swing the Masterpiece?
If you can't swing the Masterpiece, yes. But the Masterpiece, in my opinion, is a much better movie representation of Bumblebee.
Diecast Phaserbeak wants to know, how many pieces are you missing from this week's box of Taobao?
No pieces.
Wow.
I also got some stuff I didn't open yet. I got Bridge Watcher, which is the legend size Shockwave.
Yeah, shouldn't they call their Soundwave Bridge Watcher? Because, you know, he was in the observation post spot in Word Meets the Eye.
But actually, he was facing away from the bridge. So he's like over the Bridge Watcher. like Gully Watcher, you know, Valley Watcher.
Don.
Well,
Don.
I mean, serious. He was turned away from the bridge. He was looking down.
Gully into, like, Creek Watcher.
Or something.
Oh, I got my Iron Factory Starscream.
Nice looking.
Know whatever they call.
Yeah.
But he comes with pieces to build a Ghost Starscream. So this one came with the upper body, and That's then neat. The legs come with, I think, Thundercracker, and the arms come with Skywarp.
But just to let you know, if you weren't planning on getting all those Seekers, DX9 has done a full body regular Ghost Starscream from their version of the Seeker mold.
Yeah, I got the Thundercracker one too, and this one, from what I've heard, I haven't opened up the box, but it also comes with parts for a Sun Surge or a Sunstorm.
Right. So I mean, you know, the only thing is about the Iron Factory set is I don't like the way the hands kind of just like stick under the wings, because with the DX9 version you've got the way they line up along the central fuselage, which is a little more interesting.
Well, cool. These jets are also, the Iron Factory jets are a little bit more retro, not as, or a little bit more newer designed as opposed to classic looking jets that the DX9's doing. So it just depends what you like.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's it for my box of Taobao.
Is that it? Anybody else?
I got the SDCC Leader Jetfire, which is thankfully free of any chrome.
Very nice.
It apparently has a slight mold change where there's two tabs, which apparently are slightly too long, so the cockpit cannot rest without a gap. Apparently the chest part is just pushed down farther than it should be. I'm going to try trimming that later on.
Huh.
So... slight problem there, which seems to be systemic to the run. It's not a one-off QC problem. It's my first time handling this mold. It's okay. I think I still like the classics Voyager Jetfire a little bit better, just in terms of like toy design.
But
especially because like it's got the weapons that pop out of the backpack and stuff. Like it just feels a lot more integral with all of its ideas. But this is pretty nice too, and for the price I got it, I can't complain too much.
Yeah, because
thank you, Don.
Not a problem, man. I'm glad to. You know, if I could have found another one for that price, I probably would have gotten it just to have the non-chrome version. But it definitely looked nice anyway in the pictures.
Cool.
Also, I got the Scouter, and it's giving me a headache, so it's coming off.
I need one of those. Let's see here. What have I got?
Hi, John.
Oh, that's much better.
Hey, John. I wasn't going to mention that we added you, but hey, how's it going?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Hey,
fellas.
John, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, we started doing the show at 8 o'clock now. I don't think you actually saw the email.
No, I saw it. I mean, I was aware. Okay. But I was going to jump on. Hey, a full disclosure. I asked Brian if I could jump on stealthily just to listen in. And then what do you know? He just drops me live on the show.
I'm sorry. I didn't know
trust
that. I apologize.
It's okay. Don't trust him.
Ever. It's okay. Hey, so what did I get? I was at Walmart. And I got this gigantic Barricade RPM. So it's the die-cast metals. It's the, what, is this 1/18th scale?
No, it's 1/24th.
1/24th.
Oh, yeah. How much was that?
$20.
Nice.
I forgot they existed. And it's, other than being a frickin' RPM, so for people who don't remember, RPM was a line that came out when Dark of the Moon. I think it was Dark of the Moon.
Might even have been Revenge of the Fallen.
I think it was after Revenge of the Fallen. Okay. But that was basically
the same time as Power Core Combiners.
Oh, crap. Revenge of the Fallen then. Yeah, Diecast was right.
They were just around forever.
Yeah, so basically they were like Hot Wheels that you transform them by flipping them up. And on the bottom of the car, you could actually stand those. This isn't designed to stand, really. You have a photo or a bas relief or something of the character on the bottom, which is exactly what they did with this. And it kind of sucks. That part does, because I would actually rather have like what the bottom of the car looks like, you know, but no, instead it's got a robot hanging off the bottom. Otherwise it's not bad. Also I got, I don't have it 'cause I broke it within a few seconds. The Rubik's Cube Optimus Prime, I saw it at Walmart for $8. And it really felt fiddly. It didn't feel sturdy when I opened it. I started playing around with it. But immediately, the one of the pieces, the internal mechanism broke in two. And the little piece fell off. So it's kind of useless at this point. But one thing I was waiting for last week, I want to talk more about this in the future, but it's going to require some research. I couldn't find a lot on the interwebs. I was in a conversation last week, and I don't remember. I remember I was talking to Rob Clay. We were talking with somebody else about the Record Breakers. Do you remember who that was, Rob?
I don't, but I do remember the conversation.
So Record Breakers was a, I didn't realize at the time, it was a Hasbro property. I was in a conversation at work with a friend about something called Stompers, which were these little motorized cars that came out in the early 80s. And it just reminded me so much of Record Breakers that came out in like 89, 90. They actually had a TV show around it. It was like four episodes. It had Jesse Ventura in it, where they basically showed off races that they would like set up in malls. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because it's a Hasbro property. And this car's name is Shockwave. So ostensibly, I'm assuming that they kept the trademark or tried to extend the trademark by putting it on other things. I mean, there's a G.I. Joe character named Shockwave. You know, there are other instances when they kept names on other properties. There are a couple other cars from this series or this line that have Transformers names. I think there's a Fastlane or something. Car sounding names, things that are relevant to a car theme, that I'll probably end up picking up just because I like it. It's Transformers related in a way, and it's pretty cool. So, people watching the video, I'm showing it off a little more here. He's just a neat little car. He's you put batteries in him, and he goes fast. It's like a scale 500 miles per hour, which I've never liked the concept of scale miles per hour, but it is what it is. But it's Shockwave. It's logical. Anybody else get anything? John, did you get anything?
Yeah, I got the Comic-Con sets through, you know, secondary sources, obviously. But I haven't opened them yet because I just got it today. But the Primitive Prime set's really nice. The packaging's really good. He looks really impressive. They have the the flip-up top display window kind of stuff on his box, as well as the Revolution box, which everybody already knew. But I guess I didn't appreciate how well packaged, or didn't expect how well packaged Primitive Prime was, but he is. And the again, I haven't opened it yet, but the Revolution box is awesome. It's big, but it's not bad quality. It's just not exactly premium quality as far as like the packaging goes, probably just because it's such a big honking box. But but they're nice, at least from like first blush. I'll tweet my thoughts, I guess, once I crack them open. But I just got them today, so I'm excited.
When are we expecting those to hit Hasbro Toy Shop?
Apparently August 14th.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I need to take that day off. Hopefully not.
Those priorities, Brian. Priorities.
Well, I am taking the 21st off. You know why, right? Solar eclipse. The eclipse.
Of the heart.
It's a total eclipse of the heart.
That's good.
We've never had an eclipse, at least in this part of the country, in my lifetime, that I can, at least my living memory, that is going to be as pronounced as this coming one. So
in 92 or 93, there is one that was like 93% in like in a line that included the Chicago area.
Yeah, I remember that. I was in high school. I think it was probably 93 because I was a freshman. And it was not at all impressive here.
Yeah, I would imagine not. That's why I specified the Chicago thing. It was very impressive there. I was fortunately there at the time to see that.
Yeah, I'm going to drive down to South Carolina and, just hang around.
And I'm probably going to go about an hour north of Nashville, which is like right in the maximum coverage line. Yeah,
that's pretty awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, don't look directly at it.
I'm getting the special glasses.
I have protective glasses that I got for the Transit of Venus back in 2011. Hmm. Yeah. Which I barely managed to see. What was that?
I don't remember that.
I mean, so it was the last time within like 120 years that Venus will cross the sun. from our perspective. So
I don't remember that being an event. That's all I'm saying.
No, it was big. It was a big deal. Sort of. It was a big deal for me. Okay. So, let's see here. What else we got going on? Okay. Let's jump to This Week in History. And Chris and I were talking about maybe putting This Week in History on hold for a little while. Not going, doesn't go away, but, we may give it time to simmer because we have a big event coming up next year. So we definitely have to, we have probably the, I guess, potentially the most important or the second most important, anniversary to the cover, so we'll definitely be bringing it back, but we may let it slide for a few months. This Week in History, 2011, Dark of the Moon hits the $1 billion mark in worldwide box office receipts, which was apparently the first Paramount film to do so, which I didn't realize, and it did that within 5 weeks of release.
So we're at about 5 weeks of The Last Night, aren't we?
It's currently worldwide at about $570 million, which is about where it's going to peter out. It's not bad. That's not bad at all.
It's not bad on like an objective scale, but you know, in terms of the performance levels of the Transformers movies.
Yeah. Disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's bad because an awful lot of business is based on predicting how these things will do. And it is definitely not living up to any of the predictions.
No, but maybe if any silver lining can be seen from this, maybe it'll tell them, okay, it's time to change and try something
different. I think they got that message, Don. They'd have to be an idiot not to. We'll just have to see what it means. Well, Don made a face because maybe they are. So yeah. we are dealing with Hollywood. In 1947, I put this because this is super important to me. Musician Rick Derringer is born. So how is that Transformers related? He was the producer of Dare to Be Stupid. But more importantly, he is the guy who did the real American theme, the Hulk Hogan theme in the WWF.
Oh, really?
I wake up to that like every other morning. I use that as like my alarm.
That's pretty cool.
It is. So I woke up this morning to Rick Derringer. Not beside a Rick Derringer, to his music.
But that's an awesome name. I'm sorry. I love the name. So
it's pretty awesome. So let's jump to the big item. Big item this week. Local boy does good. Don. That RC. She will be a HasCon 27 exclusive. It's 2017 exclusive. Temporary exclusive because she will hit regular retail. Of a sort. She will hit retail, maybe not regular retail. I'll rephrase. Not even retail.
It will be available after HasCon
in some fashion, somewhere at some price.
All we know for sure is that this is the first offering.
So, Brian, if you're going while you're there, too, please.
Yes. I am expecting to buy multiples because.
Plus
contest fodder.
And I just want to speculate a little bit.
Speculate.
And I know I listened to Rob's segment, which was excellent, The Toy Detective.
We're going to get to that.
I'm going to stay away from talking about that because he changed my opinion. But my opinion before this, what I was thinking is maybe we would see this in Wave 6 without the Ultra Magnus, and the Ultra Magnus would only be included in the the HasCon exclusive set. That was one of my thoughts on where this figure was going to show up later, as they were saying it is going to show up later in some capacity.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see where it shows up. But Don, yes, I come hell or high water, I will get you one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Two. He said two.
Yes, two. Good point.
Now he's just being 20.
No. And of course, she does come with the Ultra Magnus head, the die cast Ultra Magnus head. So
I'm not sure what box set?
The intelligence set?
Yeah, the intelligence
set. Yes.
And I was talking to Rob this weekend, and until he mentioned it, it never occurred to me that the box sets are named after the attributes off the tech specs. Yeah.
That looks
really?
Like a really
we've
pretty
discussed
box.
That on the show before.
I'm oblivious. I forget things. My memory is shot.
I just don't know why. I mean, unless they're just trying to make it a little have. It's like adding like that Creo Optimus to the Creo set that wasn't released with it later on.
Okay, it's well, just, you want me to explain why that Titan Master is coming out?
If you could, that would be. I would like you to do that, please.
I will preface this with that it is a large proportion of speculation, but I will say it's educated speculation. The Titan Master is happening for the same reason RC is still coming out, because they tooled new parts for it. So the way that the Hasbro reps were phrasing things about the two theoretical intelligence and firepower box sets that we know at this point aren't happening did not really like indicate that they were necessarily planned. I think they were. My theory is that we know Nautica had new tooled parts, and it's not unreasonable to think the Metal Hawk face coming up in the Siege on Cybertron set is a new tool part just for that box set. From that, you can determine the pattern that the Deluxes are getting new parts for each of those four box sets, and the Titan Masters also have new parts, their unique faces. If they tool a part, they cut the mold, one way or another, they have to get that product out to retail to recoup the cost of cutting those new parts into steel. So we're getting the RC and Ultra Magnus because those are the two things from the intelligence box set where they invested money that they have to recover in some way. Now, the rest of the set, which would be straight recolors, maybe with like new sticker patterns or something on them, but they would be just recolors, and that's something they can cancel really easily without losing any substantial amount of money. So whatever Leader, Voyager, and we know the clones, which were also new tooled parts, have ended up in a two-pack going to Walgreens. All of that stuff is either accounted for or can be canceled without costing them money. So that's why we're getting RC and Ultra Magnus in a package together, which seems random in any other circumstance, and why we can probably infer that there's going to be a second two-pack of some sort, which will have the Scorponok Titan Master and whatever deluxe would have been in the Firepower box set, which we don't really have any basis on which to speculate what that would have been right now.
Go ahead.
And I have a similar but not quite matching theory, which we will get into when we get to that news item.
So that Titan Master looks horrible.
Well, the Titan Master is Ultra Magnus. It would make sense to me, since it's the Titan Master, that it would be like Minimus Ambus or something.
I was talking about Leonard. He looks absolutely horrible.
He looks like Cobra Commander.
Yeah, he kind of does. Yeah.
I was actually saying I was going to buy two Legends, Takara Legends Bumblebees. That way I had two exosuits, and I was going to try and unscrew the head off one of the exosuits and put RC's head on it.
Mm. Yeah.
But I will say one thing, Chris. When it comes to your and Rob's suppositions based on the evidence that you're seeing and history, I trust y'all's guesses more than I trust some people's facts.
Yeah,
thank you, Don. We have problems.
Also, it has con will be that Optimus Prime battery we were talking about a couple weeks back,
which apparently we were reading the packaging wrong. It's being advertised as just a 6,500 milliamp hour capacity.
That's weird. So that's a skip for me then.
Yeah, it's not as good anymore.
Kind of a skip 50 anyway.
$50 for that.
But you may not want to skip it just yet, because if you don't have a device you want to charge off of it, you can plug its sword into it and power the LED in the sword. It's laser rod power bank Optimus Prime, that's cool. Kind of awesome.
Yes,
I don't know. I'll have to see one first, like in hand.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the next item. So basically, photos that Hasbro PR sent over, if you look at them, the file names basically say, has a code, then it says TRAHTC_collector_club, which, mm-hmm. I don't know, I don't speak English, but that sounds like collector club to me. So,
Hasbro Toy Shop Collectors Club?
Yeah. It's interesting. So, Rob, we posted Rob Clay, Toy Detective, about this, which everyone should go listen to, because I love that. It's one of my favorite things that we do. But tell us what you think.
Well, what I think is that, well, as seems to be obvious, RC is going to be the first offering for the new Transformers Collectors Club. And I'm just kind of, you know, going back and forth on the chicken and egg of these box sets getting canceled as to whether they were canceled because they were not viable as box sets, or whether they were canceled because, hey, we're going to be doing this Collectors Club and we have all this exclusive product lined up, and why should we sell it in $100 boxes when we can just sell it a la carte and probably sell more of them.
May I offer an interjection here?
Please.
So from what they're doing with HasCon so far, we can kind of see that Hasbro has learned all of the incorrect lessons from FunPub's attempts over the years. I would think if even those boxes were not viable as a retail product as such, they would probably still feel like, well, if we start our own collector's club, we can just sell these as, you know, like new BotCon sets, basically. Like, I would think they would still think they could do the whole thing in that capacity if that was... If their non-viability as a store exclusive was a problem, they might think they could do, you know, a minimum run of them and try to peddle them as collector club things.
I'm not sure about that. I mean, just the thing that dissuades me from that is the fact that RC, as you know, compared to the old collector's club prices, it's actually fairly reasonable.
This is so true.
And so, in fact, are the clones at Walgreens, according to Rob Springer's source. So they're,
The old collector's club was a middleman. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So they're probably making just as much off of this as they were that stuff, or more.
Quite possibly. But it's, you know, it's there's no way to tell for sure what exactly the decision-making process on this was. But I think... You know, I think there's a fair number of things that were going to go into those box sets that we're going to see as part of the new collector's club. From what they were saying about having no plans, sadly, I do not think God Bomber is going to be one of them. Or happily, from what I've heard from God Bomber owners.
Hey, I want to go ahead and jump to this because we had a news item, or had an email. Because of the limited content for news-wise, I actually had a few mailbag items to go into. But Jack looks like he just posted a news item to T-Farmers. Headline, and I'm just reading it straight off of what Jack posted. Ding dong, the writer's room is dead.
Oh, yeah. I saw a story about this elsewhere somewhere. Apparently, that there's a story going around. Someone asked Akiva Goldsman if he is still associated with the... Transformers writer's room, and he said no, and I think a lot more is being read into that than is actually indicated, because it's my understanding that pretty much once they had scripts for The Last Night Bumblebee and I think one other movie, the writer's room basically disbanded. So based on that information, the answer would have been no anyway. So
the writer's room was a think tank. Their whole purpose was to sit down for a few weeks, if even that long, plot out a bunch of stuff that could be adapted into full scripts or combined into scripts for future movies. Gotcha. And then they would go back to their ordinary jobs.
It's like, yeah, the
I don't think this is new news. I don't think it's new news that all of those people who were in the writer's room have, you know, gone and are doing their own thing again. Some of them may or may not be tapped later to flesh out scripts based on some of those pitches. But yeah, I don't think this is as big of a thing as it's being made out to be today.
Gotcha. Yeah. The other item I thought was really interesting this week is WWE superstar and 16-time heavyweight champion John Cena joins the cast of Bumblebee as a lead role.
I needed more reasons to not want to see this movie.
Hey, you can't see me.
And henceforth, it will be referred to as nothing other than Bumblebee the movie starring John Cena.
Yeah, I think that sounds pretty awesome. Yeah.
So, Matt, you can't Cena your way in to see this?
No.
Drop Don from the call. Mm. Right now, drop Don from the call.
Don, you're in timeout.
Oh. Oh, wow, it's been a while.
That's the attack.
So I think this is interesting. Obviously, we know that The Rock is, I guess he's probably the biggest star in the world, as far at least action movies go. Wrestling hasn't really achieved that level of celebrity anywhere else. But if anybody was going to do that, John Cena is probably the best candidate. He's a very likable guy, great build, smart guy. And if The Rock is going to be the president in 2020, somebody's got to replace him. So. What? Have you not heard that?
No.
Yeah. The Rock may run for president.
I think he's got a good shot.
He has. Yeah.
He does. He does.
I mean, Reagan was an actor. He was a governor first before he was a president, but he started off as an actor. So
I love the Rock. I just don't know how he positions himself on some of.
I mean, since he's going to be Black Adam, I guess he's really counting on that magical lightning. He have a lot of special powers. He's going to try to get elected president because I don't know.
I think he'd probably win if he ran. Honestly, when you said Black Adam, I was thinking
That would be a damn interesting race.
It would be, but I was thinking of 3 Dev Adam when he said that, and I kind of want to watch 3 Dev Adam again. I have never laughed so hard as I have watching 3 Dev Adam. Look it up, Don. Look it up.
The last time you told me to look up something, it was kind of something called Lemon, so I don't want to do that.
Well, I was trolling you.
Oh.
But this is not a troll. This is a gift. It's a very precious gift. So we talked about this last week, but I think we got new photos of the
we're also skipping one sub-item here, which is that the release date of the Bumblebee movie has been pushed back to... I'm sorry, the Bumblebee movie starring John Cena has been pushed back to December of 2018.
Which is not unsurprising.
To compete with Aquaman.
Compete with is such a strong word.
Yeah. It's
more like it's been moved back to 2018 to be trounced by 5 other movies starting the same week or so.
So this Masterpiece Convoy 7-Eleven figure, is his designation really MP7-Eleven?
Apparently so.
That is awesome!
That is how it's listed on the 7net website.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I have to say this. I want this.
I want this so bad.
I am so tired of MP10 because I got the clear version. I've got the EVA version. I'm happy with everything I've got. But when I saw this with the trailer and everything, I want this. It looks great.
This is amazing.
And it's gonna cost a fortune.
Don, just bought your second Cybertron.
I know. I'm gonna try to Don. I'm gonna win to Don having as much guilt.
How much? So I can't even find my first Cybertron.
Don. Yes. Are you going to have enough money to eat this week and pay all your bills? Straight
in. Carry the two. Yes, I
then
should
you have,
be.
I then should you have be nothing okay. to be guilty about.
Funny enough, the only time that I ever bought a toy, knowing that it would completely empty my bank account, was MP01. It left me with $3 in my bank account until payday.
Well, if push comes to shove, I can kind of justify Cybertron by taking back my Voltron gift set. So if I have to do that, I can do that.
Like I said, you have nothing to be guilty about. I'm intensely jealous of your purchasing ability, but you have nothing to be guilty about.
Yeah. Well,
so, in the chat, Blade Raider has corrected me. It's Bumblebee and John Cena, the movie.
That's perfect. I love that. Yeah. Okay.
And topic of MP7-Eleven. It looks like the 7-Eleven logo on the one shoulder is an optional sticker, so you can have an Autobot sticker there instead.
Nope.
If you want something to be more of a Cab Ultra Magnus. Nope. Without the branding.
Is there a
on
Pepsi
it.
Convoy in Masterpiece?
I don't think not so. Yet. Though.
There will be. Seems if like they're doing 7-Eleven, they got to do Pepsi.
Yeah. Well, I mean, potentially, yes. 7-Eleven's a big brand with a lot of power in Japan. Mm-hmm. So, there is more cause to have a 7-Eleven branded MP10 or MP7-Eleven now than,
than there necessarily is
a Pepsi one.
I really want
today.
A Pepsi one.
I think that would be something we would be more likely to see happen here than in Japan.
Pepsi's big in Japan. They have Pepsi Man and everything. Isn't he a national treasure?
Well, the one reason I like this is
such a strong word, Brian.
The one reason I like this is, yeah, it's a white Magnus, but it's not just a plain
white
color. Like, but the green for some reason really helps break up all that white color, and it just looks so much prettier than I would have ever thought it would have looked in person.
The green's a nice touch on that deco. I have to agree.
Yeah.
Let's see here. So next item, we talked about this before. I love this. The, MBEX Laserbeak, basically the WonderCon exclusive, Bumblebee recolor. It's pretty amazing. We have it, photos of it in box and open.
Did you end up getting that, Brian?
I did not.
Are you going to?
I have one on order.
I forgot to pre-order it. If I can still get a pre-order in, maybe.
Hopefully they made more of these than they made of Black Convoy in the first run.
Yeah.
I regret not getting that Black Convoy.
This will probably never come out of the packaging.
Yeah, of course.
That's wise. I mean, it's not like you don't know how Bumblebee toys work at this point.
Yeah.
You probably have a couple of that specific mold, too. That's the Dark of the Moon one that was Cyberfire and other decos.
I would not be surprised to see this knocked off in various capacities. I mean,
well, everything gets all knocked off effectively.
Yeah, but I mean, with all the Bumblebee molds available, especially for, you know, knockers off of things, there's, you know, you just get pink plastic and you've got another half dozen toys. It's easy.
So I was looking to finally get a Stinger because I wanted the Stinger, and I didn't get it. I didn't get her when she came out. And now the world is full of them, but they're all knockoffs. Yeah. And I can't bring myself to do it. Let's see here. And I say that as somebody has bought like the knockoff Masterpiece before, but I got rid of them. So I can say I you know, I'm at least
whatever makes you sleep at night.
Whatever makes you good. Exactly.
Now that we've found out Kilby has achieved moral superiority once again.
Well, not moral superiority. It just makes me I feel better about myself. Because I am not being hypocritical there.
See, that's the important thing in the end, just being comfortable with yourself.
Exactly, exactly. Let's see here, what else we got going on? Actually, I was going to try to order Laserbeak while I did the next story, but I can't do it. So this is interesting to me. Pioneer announces Transformers branded high-end headphones. I never heard of Pioneer being a high-end headphone manufacturer. They're known for their speakers, but speakers and headphones are drastically different technologies. So
it must be a Pro Series, and I'm thinking it's overseas.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that this is mostly a thing in Japan. It did take me a couple of tries to find the English language website for these headphones.
Yeah, because when I was running electronics service merchandise all those years ago, I had tons of Pioneer receivers. It's just, usually when you think of high end headphones, back in the day you would think of like JVC and stuff like that. Now you think of what's his name that Beats,
yeah. So
and
I'm
stuff
looking,
like that.
I'm looking at this now, and it starts out at a 5 hertz frequency. That is low. They look like fairly low impedance headphones. It says here 100 decibel. They're plug in. That's pretty neat though. So have microphone and remote control. Basically on the photo, it's just like the Autobot and Decepticon symbol. So that's kind of really generic. But if you like headphones and you don't mind branding on it,
I think it's safe to say we're not the target audience here.
Yeah.
They are available with no branding whatsoever on them, and they're probably about $100 cheaper from the prices I saw on Amazon.
But if Pioneer wants to send us some to give away, I'll totally do that.
Give away or use for the show.
So
I'll review a set of headphones, sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, I remember it's been years, but like, I don't seek out stuff like that. Like, hey, give us something to give away. I should, because I could. We're in the position to do it. But I remember a few years ago when Razer just reached out to me and was like, hey, you want a big box of stuff to give away? And I'm like, yes, I do.
Okay, now I'm imagining Brian on those little Razer scooters for some reason, just pushing. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, these are actually listed as Takara-Tomy. They have Takara-Tomy on the box, so these are definitely not for U.S.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, the whole flyer being in Japanese, that's kind of...
Yeah, I just pulled up the picture now, so...
Gotcha. Yes, and I'm with Blade Reader. When you say Pioneer, I think 90s anime dubs.
Yeah. Me too. Like laser discs. okay, so I cannot find Bumblebee on my first search. I mean, Laserbeak on my first search, so... Zeta Toys, Armageddon, Giant Unofficial, Bruticus. Is this one of those Bruticai... that we confused.
Remember a month or so ago we on There Goes My Money, we were looking. Yeah, this is one of those, I believe.
Yeah, this is the one that had that funky looking swindle that none of us really liked the robot mode of, because he had this really like super flat chest with the windshield the front.
I think that was Unique Toys. This is the other one. This is the one that had the really weird looking
Blastoff? That's what I'm looking at right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the one where Vortex looks like movie blackout.
Yes. That's right.
Yes.
Well, that's fine if that's what you're going for, but, you know.
Yeah.
Other than the
leg. I don't think it was.
The initial expectation.
Other than the leg and arm kibble, I think Blastoff looks fine, but the kibble is excessive.
Blastoff looks okay, and the shuttle mode is fairly huge looking.
Yeah.
Either that or the person holding it has a really small hand.
Possible.
Perhaps it's a 5-year-old.
Okay, so I'm going to move to the next item. I wish Rob Springer were here because he basically posted about this stuff on his blog this week. I'm just going to basically read this. Rob was cited as the source for this. That's awesome.
I do just want to point out before you start, he does have a source at Walgreens, a friend by the name of Brian Scott Collins, who's been getting all this information for
him. Go ahead and tell us about it.
Okay, well, Brian has looked up a whole bunch of things in Walgreens' computer for Rob, and he found out that Cloudbreaker and Wingspan are possibly shipping. Well, the Walgreens computer says to expect their arrival this Saturday, and they are priced at the Walgreens price for deluxes, so $17.99 for the pair.
Yes, I was right. I thought that's what they were going to be.
Yeah, so that's. You know, that's pretty good news just to start.
That's the deluxe price, yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of, the Walgreens computer specifies that Rekgar coming out that we didn't know about is a deluxe. Doesn't say, you know, what series, but since Generations is the only thing left that uses the deluxe designation.
Wasn't that a toy that was listed for like 2 years? Or was that another item?
That was another item.
Okay.
The last thing on the list, besides the fact that some current listings have shown up for Cyber Battalion things, there are listings in the Walgreens computer for some dead items that apparently never occurred, including apparently from 2015, a series of something called laser rods. They're supposed to be about $7 a piece. We have no way of knowing what they were or could have been. But since it's been 2 years, I think it's safe to say they are not.
Cool. Hey,
Rob, was it you or Chris that had mentioned about Rekgar being a groove repaint or recolor?
We were debating what it could possibly be. And I have a new theory now based on Chris's idea that it could be a groove recolor or remold. What if it is a Power of the Primes preview figure? Because a combiner would not be, you know, in line with anything we're getting in Titan's Return, but it would be for Power of the Primes. So that if you were going to use the groove mold, which in terms of a, you know, current generation's deluxe motorcycle mold is about what you've got, that would make a certain amount of sense.
Sort of like what they've done for Star Wars and like to release a preview figure before the movie comes out or the main line comes out, like they used to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, I think it's kind of an out there as a theory, but I just don't think it's going to be Generations Rekgar from 2010 again. I really don't. But so in terms of ways to make this make sense, knowing the molds that exist, knowing what is out there now, that's the best I got.
It'll be Energon RC.
I love Energon RC.
or maybe Prime RC. You know, there's that mold available as well.
Already redid that once as Chromia, so why not?
Cool. Okay, so real quick, thank you to everyone out there who uses our Amazon link at tfradio.net/Amazon. In fact, if you go to the website, there's a link toward the top. It says our Amazon link. Click that, and anything you buy, Amazon will send back just a little bit to help us out. Apparently, Trypticon showed up this week. Am I mistaken on that? I heard that.
I believe someone has reported that. It may not be available at this point.
Yeah, I don't think it is. But when you check Amazon, go to tfradio.net/Amazon. Go ahead and bookmark that, and we would appreciate it. In fact, if you want to, go to your, like, especially if your parents are, like, older, go to their house and just change their bookmark to tfradio.net/Amazon. That would be awesome. We would love you.
No, don't. No. Well, yeah.
It's not going to hurt anything.
That's true.
So, speaking of podcasters and shady activities like that, I'm pretty sure that's how the host, Brian Dunning of Skeptoid, ended up going to jail. Something kind of like that. But it was with eBay. So, really don't do that. And if you do, I don't know a thing about it.
Yeah, he's like Schultz. He knows nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Let's see here. So I'm going to move things around this week. So I want to jump to the mailbag since we have less stuff to talk about this week. I've got three items that I pulled out from this past week. This was a text message to 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268 text message. Anyone from RFC get their Diaclone World Guide in yet? Just opened mine from HLJ, and it's amazing. It's a weird setup, though. Newest items from V2 in the front, Vintage at the rear. Not much English either, less than the Million Publishing or other guides published recently. Did anybody pick that up, or is anybody picking that up? I have been really bad about buying guidebooks.
Yeah, I really need to pick that up.
I tend not to get guidebooks, but I kind of would not mind having that. I like the like reference book style guidebooks with things, you know, catalogs and things like that. Also, I just want to say V2 in the front, Vintage in the rear sounds like a really weird way to describe a mullet.
I love it. Love
it. I'm glad I was thinking the exact same thing. Wasn't going to say anything.
And let's go ahead and jump to this voicemail.
Hey guys, it's Ben here, Big Bears Toys. Wanted to get your take on the writer's room for the Transformers movies. We know they've taken a look at everything Hasbro's done, and they've had a lot of input from Hasbro. What do you guys think in the future for the movies of the chances of us getting a lot more actual characters in the form of Transformers as opposed to just like moving set pieces as we've had? You know, the most successful comic they've had has been More Than Meets the Eye, which is basically human-free. What do you think the chances of the movies moving in that direction and getting the Transformers themselves to be more in the spotlight? Anyway, love the show. Talk to you guys later.
So we talked a little bit about this earlier when the story that Jack posted came up, but the general idea, as you guys pointed out, which I was only vaguely familiar with, it seems, again, it's mostly an ideation process and less an actual written structure narrative thing.
It was a story farm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't anticipate that will be anything that...
it was basically the puppy mill of movie writing.
The puppy mill, at least you have a puppy in the end. This is more like a plan for a puppy mill.
Puppy mill, you have like 100 puppies in
true.
The end.
True, yeah. But this is more like the plan to do a puppy mill.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it really is.
I know. And one more item from the mailbag this week. I should do this more often, but God, it's usually there's usually so little time. This is emails from our friend Kim. Hi, my name is Kim Conter, and I've also I have a little Luxembourgish website, and I want to ask if I have the permission to publish your Radio Free Cybertron video logs on my website. Thank you very much. So I got this email from Kim. Then I just messaged Kim on Facebook. I'm like, yes. But first, let me explain why. You don't even have to ask, because I publish everything that we do under a Creative Commons license, which means that you have free reign to do whatever you want with it, with the understanding that anything you do with it is also then in turn Creative Commons and can be reshared. So one of our listeners, I'm saying that in quotes, basically took some of our intro video and applied it to their own video show, their own show on YouTube, which in turn makes their entire content Creative Commons. I have just never exercised that, but you could, and maybe you should. But no, you don't even have to ask. Link to it, embed it, do whatever you want.
But, you know, if you want to let us know what you're doing with our stuff, I mean, absolutely feel free to drop us a line.
Yeah, we'd love to know that you're
always interested to find out, you know, people enjoy our content and, like, creative things they decide to do with it then.
Yeah, back before iTunes, back in the day, and before it was easy to share and subscribe to podcasts, I came up with something called RFC on your site. Chris, you'll probably remember this.
Yeah.
It was this way where you could actually embed the show onto your website and link directly to it. Basically, it was just a snippet of code someone would put on their website, and anybody could download the newest episode of RSC whenever it was available.
The good old days.
The good old days. So, yeah, so you can email us. Go to tfradio.net, click on the contact icon, or email contact at tfradio.net. And of course, the voicemail and text line, 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. Rob, what is on T-Formers this week?
Before I go into that, I just want to give Ben's question a real quick, serious answer, which is that I don't think we're going to move towards an all robot Transformers movie anytime soon, because one of the interesting things that I posted to T-Formers leading up to the last night was a basically statistical breakdown of everything. And the amount of robot action in terms of percentage of each movie is actually surprisingly low. And considering that the budget for the next movie is by necessity going to be less than the budget for the last night, I think the chances of going to something all robot are in the theatrical films relatively low. Now, there was a story I posted earlier in this week on T-Formers, accidental segue, that Boulder Media seems to be hiring for a fully 3D CG product based on a major Hasbro property. So that could be absolutely anything, but there was a story back when the writer's room was first mentioned about an all CG movie talking about the origin of the Transformers, like the mythos, and taking place on Cybertron. So, you know, if we're going to get a Transformers movie that is all Transformers and no humans, I think that is our best shot.
Now, yeah, we should remember the Bumblebee movie the working title for the Bumblebee movie right now is Transformers Universe Bumblebee, starring John Cena.
And John Cena.
So I would think if that's successful, big if at this point, if that's successful, I think that prequel, you know, Secret Files and Origins of the Transformers CG animated movie would probably be under that heading and not like a mainline movie. Like in the main movie series, no, I don't think we would ever see a heavy emphasis on just the robot action.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But to move on to what is on Transformers this week, XV has been really busy. He's got the gallery up to go with his Titans Return Overlord review. That looks really good. I want to get one of those. He's got a review of Transformers The Last Night Nitro, and ignored the instructions and watch his review instead, because apparently the instructions are garbage and will not actually show you how to transform the toy properly, but XV will.
I was thinking of you while I was recording that instructions segment of my video diecast, because I remember your little stunt with the Megatron instructions recently. They really are terrible, aren't they?
Yeah, especially when they're gray.
They're all gray. It's, you know, gray on gray paper.
I mean, you
can't see anything.
That might be fine for kids, but for people, you know, our age,
I don't even think it would work for the kids. It's just a matter, there's not enough contrast. The images are so small on there that all the detail clutters together.
Yeah.
Like, I found zooming in on it with the camera, you could see more into it, but like, you shouldn't have to go in it with effectively a microscope to read the instructions with the toy and get anything out of them.
Yeah. And lastly, XV has reviewed and has a full gallery for Titans Return Misfire.
Which cool. is actually Hey Mickey's Misfire, which is why that one got fast-tracked.
Yes.
So a couple things real quick. One, I love that we do the show live because we get live feedback, and I get live tips.
I know where you're going with this.
So Metro Parks on Twitter 9 minutes ago tweeted at me a link to pre-order that Legends Black Convoy. So I did.
Oh, nice.
And in the chat, Screamer Fan just gave me a lead on getting that laser beak. So good times. Also, one thing we forgot to put in the show notes, because it popped up on the internet right after we recorded last week. Concept art for the last night's Optimus Primal.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
What did you guys think of that?
I thought that could have been interesting if they did. You know, when What's-Her-Name changed Optimus Prime and Nemesis Prime, if somehow it would revert him back into, like, a beast state, and then he could be Optimus Primal, and he would just be absolutely crazy and nuts, I thought that would have been cool. But I can see why it could have got scrapped, is because then they would have had to do another CG model and have him change back into Optimus Prime. I thought that would have been really cool.
An interesting thing connected to that, possibly, just this afternoon, another piece of concept art came out of Robot Snake from the same artist, I think. So there may at one time have been an idea of doing some kind of like Beast Planet thing in Transformers 5.
I have to say that I hate this.
Okay.
The Optimus Primal. he looks more like a pig with a bad back. His ginormous. When you compare him to a human, he is much larger than Optimus Prime is. So I'm assuming...
I mean, you know, after having seen like the Dinobots, if we were going to get this would be Robot King Kong. This would
exactly,
not be
that's exactly where I was going. Gorilla. Thank you. Yes, you nailed it.
But that would be so much fun.
It could be, but I'm certain it wouldn't be.
Yeah, yeah. That's a fair assessment.
And it's one of those things where when I watch these movies, I have to, in my mind, you can't even rationalize them being the same character as the, you can sort of, I mean, hell, you could even say that like Transmetal 2 Prowl is basically G1 Prowl. You could make that argument. I think in the tech spec, he basically is, isn't he?
Yeah, it alludes to that, yeah.
But you can't do that at all with any of these movie characters because they are so far away different than the characters that have been, as they've been portrayed in the past. And Optimus Primal is so important to me. This is not Optimus Primal. It's a gigantic pig ape thing. It looks like it came from, Angry Birds. Not a fan.
So what you're saying is how I would like to see it would have crushed your
yes
beliefs.
Yes.
You know, I'm kind of in favor of this now.
Don, what's on the network this week?
Oh, wow. Well, we've got another great mix here as he stalls for time to load the page. this week, why is my page not loading, really? Oh, there
why my shoulders hurt?
That's a hell of a cat you got on your back there, Don.
Yeah. Well, better than that monkey. On that one episode of Star Trek is off for the week because XV and Hey Mickey went to Georgia and got a Leggett DeMar Rawlscrow with Casey Biggs' autograph. Seriously, you'll be able to check out the picture from the TF Radio show notes. Rob Clay, Toy Detective, Episode 5, a new Transformers Collectors Club. On this episode of Rob Clay, Toy Detective, Rob deduces that we may be seeing a Transformers Collectors Club announced at HasCon. Being Awesome, Episode 113 of Walgreens and Fan Clubs. This week in Awesome, Rob talks about the potential new fan club and Walgreens Transformers inventory details. Then we get a Q&A about the never-open-weight six-man championship of TF5 and what gimmicks would Rob like to see return. All this, and man, Don, don't give a crap about that RCF. Yeah, very funny, Rob. Very funny.
Well, at least it's not the poop face again this week.
Yeah.
You were a big topic of discussion on that episode, actually.
Ah, I need to listen to that. RPG Lessons Learned, Episode 13, Hall of the Spider God. On this episode of RPG Lessons Learned, Dusty and Brian welcome Mike back to discuss Hall of the Spider Gods. On How Was Your Weekend, Episode 14, High Strung Podcaster or the July Challenge Revisited. On this episode of How Was Your Weekend, Wendy and Brian catch up on their July Challenge. Wendy challenged Brian to put down his phone and relax. Brian challenged Wendy to listen to some of his favorite podcasts. The guys talk about how they approached the challenge, their thoughts on how they performed, and their thoughts on podcasts in general. And they wrap up the show with some breaking news we learned during the challenge. Brian is high strung.
This is breaking news?
Yes, it is. So,
all that, plus we ask for feedback on the future of the show. No, they're not going away. Check it out. There Goes My Money. We'll return after these messages. Or after these messages, they'll be right
back. We'll be right back.
Diecast, what's up on RFC Reviews?
Oh, on RFC Reviews, we have the Shadow Fisher upgrade kits for Masterpiece, Ironhide, and Ratchet. And then we also have a Diecast Talks About Stuff segment where I discuss KO, third party, my feelings, just because it seems to be a hot topic. There's a lot more KOing going on between The masterpiece KOs and some upscaled KOs. There's a lot of KOs. It's almost hard to group them into one specific category just because there's so many types now.
Interesting. I'll check that out. I promise.
Yeah, I talked about Brian in the episode.
Okay, we'll definitely really check it out. Didn't.
I just have to say that so he watches.
this is true. Hey, so I was the tip I got in the chat about Laserbeak is true, but I haven't logged into the site that the toy is available from for a while. I don't remember my password, so I had to do a quick forgot your password thing. It's a long way for me to get around to. Oh, during the show, a text message came through to the voicemail line. I will talk about this next week, I said to myself, but they're basically wanting me to read this live, so I'm going to do it, which I would never do. So this is not an invitation for people to do that. Hi, all. Big fan of the podcast. Really want to see if Brian will read this off live. I'm texting during the live stream if that isn't clear. I did it. There you go. Thank you. People should
never
do that.
Again.
Yeah. That's never again. Off. It's a one-off. But yeah, I still haven't gotten my password link yet. I really need that toy. So I really, really do.
I'm just still amazed it took this long for them to finally do it, because I figured it would have been done not long after the movie came out. So that's just sort of weird to me.
I do have one other thing that I'd like to talk about real quick that I think it's good for the fans to be aware of, since we're wrapping up towards the end of the show. Just as an FYI, I forgot about this. I did actually get a masterpiece MP10 from Toys R Us. The first one, I really don't like the new packaging because they squeezed MP10 in a lot smaller of a box. That being said, the first one I had was missing one of the side view mirrors. And then I went to return that, and then I asked them if I could open the one up that they had for me on hold because I did the pickup in store. And I opened it in front of them. And the box was crushed, not horrible, just a little bit. And I pulled it out, and his smokestack was broken. Because it's right on the side of the box where it had a little bit of damage. So there are some QC issues. Like, I'm assuming the mirror missing or broken off was a QC issue. And then also the smokestack being broken off. And that was just more of a, you know, their packaging hasn't been very good. Optimus Prime's packaging, the movie Optimus Prime, there's no plastic on top to protect the figure, so the foot kind of rubbed the paint off just from shipping.
Oh, geez.
Their packaging has not been good. And then my masterpiece movie Bumblebee actually was missing a screw for his head, so the head would fall into four pieces. So I've definitely been winning the QC lottery lately, but I just want people to be aware that, you know, if you do get that Masterpiece Optimus Prime MP10, you might want to open it up before you leave the store, especially with how hard they are to get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, Don got me one 6 or 7 years ago, or whatever it was.
Yeah,
saw some of those in store day before yesterday. I was surprised.
Especially because now that they put it on the website that you can order online and pick up in the store, if the store is showing stock, they're tending to go even quicker because people see that online that they're in store and they order them right away.
Hey, Don, now you can respond to the thing I said two people ago.
I've already forgot what it was. My Little Toys R Us still keeps surprising me a lot from time to time. You know, we got in, like I said, the MP10, we got, I don't know, at least 12 or 14 in, because I picked up three for people, me and y'all two, and then one guy was reported to drive from South Carolina and bought 7 or 8.
Dang.
So, I mean, so they had to have at least 12 at some point, and we had like 4 sound waves, and that was it.
And I got one of those, too. You're the man. You're my hero, Don. Okay. Again, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, on Twitter at TF Radio. and on the Instagrams at TF Podcast. I am personally on Twitter at TF Radio and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Don, how do people get a hold of you?
I can be reached at the Poor House, which is right down. No, I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EBR.
Chris.
Hi.
Okay. Diecast.
You can reach me on Twitter at Diecast2. You can see my reviews on YouTube at RFC Reviews, and definitely check out my opinion video on KO and third party because it's different than a lot of people.
I will check it out. I promise.
And you can follow me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast.
Cool. Matt.
You can find Chris on Twitter at ChrisRTXB.
Awesome. Hey, Kim, how do people find you on Twitter? Kim just brought me energy drinks. Thank you very much. Rockstar. Matt is at M-E-L-L-L-V-A-R-R. Melvar. And Kim slammed the door.
Three L's, two R's.
Three L's, two R's. Rob?
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flailthroughs. I am on YouTube at Flailthroughs, where I have just this week posted my goodbye to the Gundam Battle Operation free-to-play game I've been playing for 5 years now. The servers shut down Sunday night into Monday morning, so that's done with. Good news is I've got videos of that for ready to go for about the next year.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Record, so.
Now, one question. Oh, sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
And you, of course, you can find Chris and my Transformers reviews on YouTube at T-Formers TV. Anyway, sorry, Don, you were saying?
Oh, no, I just thought of this. Years ago, there was an online game, HeroScape?
City of Heroes.
City of Heroes. Didn't the fans get together and create their own server so they could keep playing the game online with their friends after the official server shut down?
There have been a variety of cases with games where that has happened. One, in fact, was with the original Gundam Online RPG, UC Gundam Online. There are, I understand, private servers for that out there. I also understand it's terrible. But it's not impossible that someone will find a way to do this. Unfortunately, I just wanted to sign on and see what happened. So what happens if you try and sign on to the game after the servers close is they patch your game. So your game is now just a goodbye message. So
sadness.
Yeah. So unless I can roll back that specific patch in some way and not delete the entire game, if anybody figures out a way to do that, I will probably sadly not be participating.
Oh. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Meh.
John.
Yes. I'm Thad John D everywhere.
You sound like you're underwater now.
Well, I'm talking like, for some reason, the mic was elevated. And I'm talking up to it. So, I
gotcha. Don't
know.
Just trying to reject the audio.
How am I doing now? How am I doing now?
You sound better. You sound better.
Okay. How about now?
You sound pretty, hot, I guess, actually.
Woo!
So I was actually, I was playing an episode of RFC for Kim last night, the one from May of 2010, where the computer killed me and took over the podcast. And you were doing, of course, the ATT Buzz, and you sound basically exactly the same, except you're on a better mic.
I mean, I'm a little bit older, but I haven't incurred like any major like throat-related injuries. Or,
oh, you haven't?
I haven't taken up smoking or, you know, drinking bourbon every half hour yet.
Chris was on it too, and his voice has deepened.
Vaguely.
Right, congratulations.
Well, that's because he actually went through puberty.
Are we going to are we going to let Brian gloss over the fact that he sat his wife down and made her listen to a 7-year-old podcast? Why, Brian?
17-year-old.
17-year-old.
Okay, because you said,
yeah, that sounds like cruel and unusual punishment.
I say 2010, well, 2000. Yeah, that was from 2000. So, I forgot the reason why. Oh, because my friend Jason was on it, and he wasn't on drugs as far as I know at that moment, but it sure sounded like it.
At that moment.
It sure sounded like it. So, okay, that's the show for this week. We'll be back next week. Thank you guys in the chat for being with us. We love you. We try to interact with the chat as much as possible. Chris was in the chat this week, which was pretty great, honestly.
Well, wonders never cease.
I know. Mm-hmm. TFradio.net/live. We'll be streaming live starting about 7:30 Eastern time next week. The show itself will start around 8 o'clock. We'll see you then. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.